You may know him from his season on the Glee Project, playing Rory on Glee, or his performances touring with the group Celtic Thunder, and now Damian McGinty, at the tender age of 20, is branching out on his own and joins us in the studio this afternoon. You've been a busy man for just 20 years of old.
I have indeed, sir. I have indeed. It's been a crazy journey.
How did your journey get started? Where did your career start? Obviously, you're from Derry, Ireland.
Yes, Derry, Ireland, yeah. And I was 13, and I entered a local talent competition, which is where it all began. Little did I know, I won that competition. I recorded a very amateur album back home, which was the prize. And I got into the hands of a musical producer from Ireland called Phil Calder, who ended up being the musical producer for Celtic Thunder. And that's how he got me on board that. I started that when I was 14. We filmed 6-7 DVDs, 8 or 9 albums, sold millions of records,
wow,
thousands of concert tickets, toured America 4 times. I did that till I was 18, and then took a risk and entered a show called The Glee Project. 40,000 people into a reality show. I was a little scared, but it worked out. I won that.
Yeah.
I won that, and then a year and a half on Glee, and it's been quite the journey.
Yeah,
a
whirlwind, and it's a difficult situation. As much as the fame has got to be great, an unusual way for you to spend your teenage years, because most kids are just going to school and, you know, getting along with their fellow students, and you've not really had that experience.
Well, that's it. It's certainly been a very, very different journey to where I am right now than most normal people have. But at the same time, you know, I mean, there's a lot of positives, and, you know, there's a few negatives, like being away from home. You know, I live in Los Angeles now, in the middle of Hollywood, which, you know, if you had told me that 5 years ago, I would have laughed at you.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, at the same time, you learn a lot of life's experiences at a young age that a lot of people would never learn. You see things some people would never see, and you meet some amazing people and work with some amazing people. So I've been very blessed to have this opportunity to, you know, to where I am today.
Do you have a favorite moment so far?
That's hard. I mean, definitely winning the Glee Project, the moment I was told I won that, was certainly at the top of my list. But I always remember as well playing in the White House for Mr. President Obama is pretty stands out in my mind as well, that's for sure.
And you've got a solo EP coming out, next week?
I do indeed, yes. I have a solo EP coming out, my first one as a solo artist. It's released on the 12th of December, Wednesday. But it's available on iTunes right now on pre-order. It's at number 11 on the Pop Charts, which is crazy. So it's available on iTunes to pre-order right now, and it's released Wednesday to buy. So
awesome. And then what are your fans going to hear? What kind of music?
It's very different to what I've done before. That's what I wanted to do, because, you know, it's important for me now. I'm at the right age to find my own sound. And my producer of the album, Cameron Mitchell, has helped me do that. And it's very kind of electronic/pop.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited. I'm excited.
Well, we're excited for you. That's great. Enjoy a little time off. Enjoy your time in Seattle. And
you get a
little dry weather here while you're here.
I know. Rain comes nowhere with me, I know. But thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.